President Donald Trump on Monday proposed privatizing the nation's air traffic control system, saying reforms are needed to cut air traffic travel times and fuel costs, also curb annoying delays for travelers.
We live in a modern age, yet our air traffic control system is stuck painfully in the past.
Trump said air traffic inefficiencies cost the country as much as $25 billion annually, and he called on Congress to create a private nonprofit company to run the system. Joining me now to discuss is aviation expert Stephen Hofer with Airlex Law Group in California. First of all, can you explain exactly what the president wants to do?
The president's proposal, what he wants to do is he wants to take that portion of the Federal Aviation Administration that is responsible for the air traffic control system of the United States, and he wants to transfer the control of that portion of our air traffic control system from the FAA over to a private nonprofit board.
As an aviation expert, what would it mean for air travel in your view?
The goal of creating a better, safer, more efficient airspace for the United States is a laudable goal, and we want to see it implemented. The question is how to get it implemented. Part of the problem has been that the FAA for many years has been a very significant political football that is often in play between the president and the Congress, and this has been true through multiple administrations. The FAA has gone through over the last 20 years roughly a period where it almost never ever had a definitive budget. It has been funded for two decades now through a series of continuing resolutions by Congress, but never with a definitive long-term budget that gives the FAA the ability to hire the people and invest the resources and buy the equipment that's necessary to modernize the program.
Would privatizing air traffic control be a good idea?
It might be. There are certainly loads of questions that you have to ask about what that would accomplish. You also want to start out by recognizing that the United States, despite what I've just told you about the delays in implementing NextGen, that the United States has the safest, most efficient air traffic control system in the world. It's really the international pride of our infrastructure technology. We move people as effectively and as safely as any country in the world. The challenges that the notion of converting over to a private board present, there are a number of them, but one of them is the question of who would then control the air traffic control system. This board that the president apparently has in mind, as best as we can tell, would place a lot of control in the hands of the country's biggest airlines. And there are certainly arguments to be made that the airlines themselves have not demonstrated any great control or capacity over the ability to implement cutting-edge information technology systems, as witnessed by all of the problems that we've had recently with airlines whose systems, information management systems, have broken and have caused terrible delays, you know, affecting thousands of flights around the country. So the airlines are not necessarily anyone who's going to guarantee that you're going to have a better system if you put them in control of it.
How easy would it actually be to privatize it, and is it more like a pipe dream of sorts?
Well, I think it can be done. I don't think it can be done as fast as the president would like to see it done. I mean, he said that he would like to see it done in 3 years. I'd be shocked if you could do it that fast. I think it would probably take the better part of a decade to accomplish it. You've got a lot of issues that you've got to resolve. I mean, you've got a very significant infrastructure that taxpayers have funded for decades. You've got air traffic control towers all over the country. You've got navigation antenna, radar systems that are everywhere, and do you give this over to the board for nothing? Is the government entitled to some sort of return on that very significant capital investment? You've got 30,000 employees that work for the FAA in some form or other. You've got, I think, about 13,000 controllers, and you've got thousands of other safety engineers and technicians who work on managing the safety of the system, and in theory, all of these people would be leaving government employ and going to work for this private board. So the transfer of responsibility for all of those employees is a daunting challenge that's, I would think, going to take years as you address issues of salaries and contracts and benefits and pensions and things like that. There are other nations who have privatized their systems, but Canada is an example. But none of them are nearly as large as the United States air traffic control systems.
That's aviation expert Stephen Hofer. Thank you for being